For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, Dom Giordano show. Welcome in, and I mean it from the last hour. Chronic disease, chronic things with kids, major problem. Is RFK Jr., now the media, the savagery of this is just incredible, particularly the Kennedy family. Best rebuttal, Dom Giordano show that I saw over the weekend, we're down at the shore, and I started to see it on Sunday, what RFK Jr. said to him, what MAGA is, and he talked about vitality, America on the march, those kinds of things as the essence. The attacks by Kerry Kennedy and others in the family, rebutted by Tammy Bruce, are saying, really, these type of attacks, when you've stood by with other Kennedys and some of the just amazing things they've been involved in, you have no moral standing here. Go away, essentially. And Bruce talking about, look, there are listeners that would have issues with various parts of RFK Jr., but this is all hands on deck. The bottom line is, when we take a look at Kamala Harris, when we see what's operational here, the latest is Harris, and I blame Republicans for this, as you know. It was a great political ploy that's given them a fig leaf here, at least, on the border, to say, look, we had this strong border bill, et cetera. They would never follow through and do it. Why did it take them 3.5 years? But Langford and these other dope Republicans, oh, yeah, we're negotiating. We're going to get this. We don't want this at this point. They have to pay for what they've done on the border. Don't you? Is that guy Langford, Dan from Oklahoma, is he even in politics not understanding how this works? Democrats do this all the time. They go wild post-election. In this case, they wanted an open border. Then they come up with the aid of henchmen and dopey Republicans in a way to get out of it a bit, and then use that as they run into the next election to show they're more moderate. So Harris now saying, you know, one of the things in that bill that Republicans, because of Trump, wouldn't do was to build more of the border wall. There's money in to do that. I'm on board with that because I'm on board with the bill. In the same breath, to get her people to understand that she's not completely going against their articles of faith, she talks about earned citizenship, that the 15, 18, 20 million people here should be on a path to earn citizenship. This is the game. Plus, her side has no purity test. They're fine with letting her say, I'm okay with fracking now. I'm against universal health care, when she's not, and when she hasn't publicly enunciated this stuff. And as we head toward the end of the week, I'm not sure that we're going to see an interview anywhere this week with Harris as much as an announcement of an interview in the future. That's what the language seems to indicate. And they've actually been caught polling reporters to ask reporters who is it that they think would be worthy of an interview with Kamala Harris. Dan, can you imagine Lester Holt part two? Lester Holt is the perfect person to me because you can't say he was biased. He did anything biased. He just said, well, you haven't been to the border. And that just set her off.
Favorite clip of like the past couple of years, man.
That is quintessential of what this woman is about.
Okay. Do you have any plans to visit the border?
We are going to the border. We've been to the border. So this whole thing about the border, we've been to the border. We've been to the border.
You haven't been to the border.
I haven't been to Europe. And I don't understand the point that you're making. I'm not discounting the importance of the border.
Well, I mentioned it because I know Republicans have certainly come at you on this, but Democratic Congressman Cuellar as a border district, has said to the, you and the president, come. You need,
I care about
this.
Listen, I care about what's happening at the border.
All right. There you go. All right. So 855-839-1210. That's how you get on board here. Absolutely. And he did it beautifully that he continued to do it. He did not. He even conceded a little ground after he knew that he took her out. He didn't hammer it continuously, and she continued to get into deep trouble after the Europe line. Even she must have known how dopey that was, how out of bounds it was. And as a result of that, she continued to babble on as Lester Holt made the case of how easy this is. Hey, by the way, we had Michael Whatley on today, the head of the RNC, and he talked about the fact that they have 160,000 volunteers, 65,000 volunteers, and he talked about the fact of this lawsuit in Detroit. I wanted you to know, because some listeners come up with this all the time, yeah, well, it's one thing to have them there in the polling places. Democrats are savvy to this, and Republicans are too. The poll watchers he was talking about in Detroit in this lawsuit are in the tabulation centers. Tabulation centers mean where the vote is transferred from the polling places to the count room, if you will. Think in terms of a casino, right? That's what we're talking about here. And that's where this is going to be. So they are on top of this. Now, every time that Dan and I have a chance to talk with them, we edge them to say, look, Philadelphia is particularly tough because you have to live in Philadelphia. We need poll watchers in these neighborhoods where routinely Republicans are not there. I'm not sure on that. I know that Linda Kearns is pushing mightily in the tabulation room to make sure that eyes are on this stuff. I know in Delaware County people are geared up. We're seeing it all over the place. Now, if you want to be defeatist and say, well, we can't overcome this stuff, well, then they're going to win every election. If that's the way you feel, okay, that's not where I am. Pennsylvania is it. It would take some weird circumstance where Pennsylvania is not decisive. So we just have to gear up here to keep the pressure on, to keep the eyes on. And here is one note that should make you feel a little bit better about things. From our buddy Ethan K., Dan, Costi Arambas, his piece at Real Clear Politics today. You've heard him on with us. If past his prologue, Donald Trump will win Pennsylvania. 8 years ago this week, Hillary Clinton led in Pennsylvania by more than 9 points. 4 years ago, Joe Biden won, led by nearly 6 points. Clinton lost Pennsylvania by less than a point. Well, Biden won it by just more than a point. You getting it, how this tightens up? Heading into the Democratic National Convention, the Real Clear Politics poll showed Trump leading by a point. Averaging together the Pennsylvania polling taken since Harris became the nominee, the state's presidential race is in a dead heat. But then he goes on to talk about the number of polls that Trump has won in. And he talks also about the secret effect out there of these low propensity male working class voters. All right. And that these voters are like opening up a total field here that can't be calculated. The bottom line is this. Nearly 1.7 million Democrats applied for a mail-in ballot in 2020. More than half of the applicants applied after the third week in August. In the 2022 term, more than 900,000 applied, and about a third applied the same week in August. This year, about 650,000 Democrats have applied as last week. To meet 2020's tally, the Democrats have a lot of work to do. These factors pale beside the stunning polling trend that Trump is experiencing. The former president's Pennsylvania polling strength and consistency might be the most underreported trend of the 2024 cycle. All right, so this is telling us that this is great territory here for Donald Trump. You're seeing the signs of this. All right, let me go to Bill in Bucks County. Bill is in on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Bill, good afternoon. What do you have today?
Yeah, good afternoon from Bucks County. Something I'd like to see come back, the Righteous Brothers.
Ah, yes, very underrated.
We lost Bobby Hatfield way back in 2003, and I know Phil Medley's out there by himself, but it just isn't the same without those two guys. You know, we need to bring back that love and feeling.
All right, beautifully played. That is absolutely the case. Let's go to Bill in Monco on Talk Radio 1210. All right, Bill, what's yours?
Hey, Dom and Dan. Yeah, first of all, as far as RFK Jr. and keeping children healthy, with these school lunch and breakfast programs, can't we start out with good nutrition with those?
Well, let's talk about that, too. And, again, what I like about RFK Jr. is he drills down on the details of stuff that you're talking about. This goes back to when I was at King of Peace way back when, and the school lunch program, the food is abysmal. Not just is it bad for you, it's horrible. Why in the world do we have that? That's exactly right.
So let's start there. How's that?
No, that should be something. I mean, what American could say the slop that we have in school lunch programs and the unhelpful nature of it is something we ought to stand and support? You're onto it. It's a specific that could carry the day on stuff like this.
There you go. On my side question, a once-in-a-lifetime talent, Robin Williams. We miss him. We would like to have him back. He does it all. Dead Poet Society, you name it.
Absolutely. That is a great one, not just as a mimic, second to none, but Dead Poet Society I could go and watch right now. But right now I can't because... And we have a big prize today, Dan. My own event today, you're going to win a pair of tickets to Politics and Pints with Donald Trump Jr. at the Scottish Rite Auditorium in Collingswood, New Jersey, September 12th. Each ticket also includes a copy of Letters to Trump. Tickets, of course, are on sale right now at 1210WPHT.com. And don't forget that flash sale. You put the word flash in when you go to get your tickets. Maybe you haven't done it in a while. It is it's the biggest I've seen, reduction in price, a discount, a sale. Big time. Do it right now, 1210WPHD.com. Look, if this argument of RFK Jr. can get through the media nonsense here about chronic illness and those aspects of that, you know, it's a great question. What is it that appeals to suburban moms? And let's, Dan, put our cards on the table here. There are two things we read, started at the beginning of the show. They don't like Trump's persona. So Kamala Harris, is that a role model persona you're telling us here that you're seeing? What are you seeing there? Two, we know what it is, abortion. Are they going to buy into the notion, oh, Trump's just waiting. He can't wait to put this national ban on abortion. Really, what's the evidence of that? Isn't it that simple? Wouldn't the RFK, this chronic illness, in food, kids, those sorts of things, safety, they reject that. And they say that's scary masculinity, something of that nature. So I realize how annoying this suburban mom thing has become. But this is what we have to do to win. This is how we have to get over the line a bit here. So 855-839-1210, you get a line. And this is where they're going to draw the line. How could you vote for Trump if you're in the suburbs, particularly females with kids? So Democrats have done that spectacularly, right? What is it that has created this? Well, it's the media that has created this whole thing. And they've added that they can't stand Trump. They don't like the average Republican, but that Trump now is just so out of line. You'll see stories. There's a story today, 200 former Bush, both Bushes, and Romney and others, alumni, have signed off against Trump. So what? Who are these people? The Republican Party has moved past that. Think about the antagonism towards George W. Bush. Think about Trump and getting out of these unending wars. and the notion of we've had enough of this, we don't want to get involved in these things more and more and more. Here's Scott Jennings, Dan. This is cut 7. Jennings talking about where Trump is opening up if we can just do a bit better than in 2020 in the suburbs. We don't have to go crazy. Trump brings the low propensity voter to the table, second to none. Can he do it enough to offset some of these others? Here's what Scott Jennings, the Republican on CNN, said.
It's not me that's saying that. This is Stephen Miller. This is what he says about the Trump coalition. Trump has built a new coalition that's bigger than the GOP. Conservatives, independents, FDR and Kennedy Democrats, old school liberals, blue collar populists, anti-war activists, foreign policy realists, economic nationalists. Everyone but the corrupt ruling class. Are all those people in your Republican Party?
Well, they have built a campaign of people who deeply, deeply, deeply distrust institutions, government, and sort of the Washington elites. I mean, that is the ethos of this campaign. RFK fits into that. Tulsi Gabbard fits into that. I'm not sure how much endorsements matter. I will say this. Because his name is Kennedy, he will draw a crowd. I mean, you got to remember, Trump's ticket to victory.
That's the problem.
But
then he's going to speak.
Depends on the crowd, doesn't it? I mean, his ticket to victory are these low propensity male, working class male vote, the Joe Rogan audience. And, you know, sneer at them at your own peril, because if they get excited about RFK or they think it's, you know, if he says Trump's okay, we're going to turn out and vote. That's how Trump changes the composition of the electorate, through that kind of voter. So, you know, you can make fun of them, and they do strange things, but there's a coalition of people that are into it.
All right, yeah, what about the low propensity, low knowledge base of many Democrat voters? I think these are all rocket scientists in Philadelphia that just show up and vote for Democrats. So Trump has taken these people that are completely disengaged. They may vote once every, who knows. And if they are marshaled and actually come out this time, it's opening up something much different. Does RFK help? Let's face it, a goodly part of RFK's base were people that were tired of Biden, wanted to see something exciting in the Democrat parties. But he still was in many swing states at 5+. All we need is about 0.75% to 1%, even 0.75%. And it makes all the difference in a place like Pennsylvania.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The operation, the mail-in balloting, and the ground game of Trump is much better than it was the last time. Kirk Cameron is next. Big moment again on Saturday. Did they do it? Did they turn out crowds to break the record for people showing up at the library with kids versus the drag queen story hour group? Kirk Cameron, of course, widely renowned on that beat. He is next. And your calls, and we'll get a winner today. And you'll go off to the Atlantic City Boat Show. Tomorrow, Friday, we'll have the grand prize of the week from Mulligan's. 855-839-1210.
Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, broadcasting from the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter.
All right, Dom Giordano's show. It is always a great time to bring Kirk Cameron back to Philadelphia, particularly after the weekend that we've seen. See you at the library again. A great idea, maybe the flip side of Drag Queen Story Hour. Kirk joins us here on Talk Radio 1210. Kirk, welcome back to Philadelphia, and thanks for what you do every day. How did the weekend go?
Oh, man, the weekend went great. Thank you so much for letting me tell the story. I went to 3 of the 360 family story hours that took place across the country in all 50 states. I was in Virginia, and I crashed these story hours, and I found hundreds of parents and kids and grandparents singing God Bless America at their public library, praying to God at their public library and reading books of virtue. It was so inspiring and encouraging to see all these kids waving American flags, saying the Pledge of Allegiance, and celebrating the values that made this the best place in the world to live.
Absolutely. And Kirk, you know, they should do it because they do the other. Plus, the library should be in the business of this. But you and I both know for some places it's difficult to do it. So I want to commend all those who do it. It's the right thing. Plus, they know the message you're bringing, et cetera, is very good for the library. It is very mainstream. And it's a win-win for everybody to be engaged in this.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the thing that is sad to me, but also provides a great opportunity, is that so many young people and even adults have never really understood what made America so great. We have a founding father named Noah Webster. Have you ever heard of him? Webster's
yeah,
Dictionary. He
sure.
was a founder of American education, and he was a founding father. And he said every civil government is founded on some religion or philosophy of life, and the education of that nation will propagate the religion of that nation. And then he said that foundational religion in America was Christianity, and it was sown into their hearts for centuries through the home, through the libraries, and through the schools, public and private. And all of our opportunity, our blessing, and our prosperity is a result of a Christian philosophy of life. And the future of our success and freedom depends on teaching our children those same Christian principles. That's what we're doing. And that's why the parents are showing up. They understand that, and they're educating those who don't get that.
Kirk, too, some of this was done. I guess the Guinness Book of World Record people, though, the one flying the ointment, didn't want to show up and authenticate the turnout, because here in Philadelphia, they did authenticate the Drag Queen Story Hour of 263 people, I think, in June.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. So, you know, maybe if I had shown up as Kirk Dazzle Glamoroni in a blonde wig and fishnet stockings and heels, they would have shown up. But listen, we actually submitted, and they thanked us for our submission, our requests for them to document. And then we never got a call back. And when we checked with them, they said, miraculously, there are no submissions that they can find. So they ghosted us, but that's okay. They're just demonstrating that they don't have the integrity to show up equally, and that there's bias at the institutional level. So that's okay. What we need to do is say, hey, this happened on our watch, and we can get it back. And it starts with a revival of the right principles in our own hearts and homes, and then we carry it out to the public square.
Absolutely. Obviously, too, more than 263 people show up at these events. You have a book, Kurt Cameron, coming out, Born to be Brave, I think on October 8th. Tell us about it.
Yeah. Well, you mentioned 263 a couple of times for the drag queens. We had 35,000 people show up on this last Saturday simultaneously at 360
yes.
story hours as part of it. So Born to be Brave is a call to courage and to recapture a vision of victory. You know, as I travel around the country, I meet so many people who are just watching evil forces decimate American culture, and many of them are feeling intimidated, fearful. And worse, they think there's nothing that can be done about it. And I think that kind of hopelessness is totally misplaced. I think for people who love God and love this country and love their family, we were given a birthright of courage. And if we lean into that bravery, we can and will realign the nation with the principles that will lead to our blessing and protection. And that's what Born to be Brave is all about. No time to be a coward. We were born to be brave.
So, Kurt, do you go into Hollywood, you know, and what many people who are closeted, either religiously or conservatives, that they can't speak out of the price that people pay for this?
Yeah, I see people paying a price all the time. I mean, you know, if you do the wrong thing, you can be canceled. You can be, assassinated. You can be... you know, have your digital footprint assassinated, you can be put in jail, all kinds of things, blacklisted, fired. And there's a thousand reasons that those things can happen to you. If you're the wrong color, if you're the wrong religion, if you're not vaccinated or whatever. And what I think we need to remember is that the beauty of America is that we can have different beliefs. We can come from different backgrounds, but we've all got to come together under the Constitution. We've got to come together understanding that this place doesn't work if we don't first love God and love our families and our neighbors as ourselves. These are the principal, non-negotiable, essential things that we've got to get back to. And that's what I try to show people how to do that practically in my new book.
And you, is this book with Brave Books too? Because they're great books for kids, wide variety of them. Proof again that there's an audience out there that's huge for this.
Yes, it's with Brave Books, and they're doing so many great things. I couldn't recommend enough that people support companies like Brave Books, who are the good guys. They're on the right side. They're putting their money where their mouth is, and they're creating tools for parents to raise their kids and grandparents. So you can join their Book of the Month Club. We've got a new children's television show that's coming out in the fall called Adventures with Iggy and Mr. Kirk. And they're behind
and is there a co-star
the library,
there?
So.
Sorry, Kirk. Is there a co-star there of note? I thought I read that.
Yeah, his name is Iggy. He's a little five-year-old iguana. And one of the Sesame Street guys actually operates him. And it's absolutely beautiful. Also, Lee Allen Baker from Disney's Good Luck Charlie is also in the show. So there is top-notch acting, animation, puppeteering, and storytelling for parents. And all this can be found at bravebooks.com.
And the website for all these enterprises, Kirk, is it bravebooks.com, or where else should people?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, bravebooks.com. You can also, if you're looking to get my book, which I would love for you to get, you could just go to amazon.com or wherever books are sold.
Well, October 18th, right around the corner. We got to get you here to Philadelphia. We got to heavily promote the book, Kirk. And thanks for the great work you're doing. It is inspiring. And 35,000 is more than 263.
Good man.
Yes, yes, it is. Great to be with you.
Thank you, Kirk. Kirk Cameron here on Talk Radio 1210. Coming up, boy, what a busy show today. It is the lightning round coming up. 855-839-1210 is how you get on board.
The time has come for the final test.
We usually call it the lightning round.
That is exactly right. Dom's Lightning Round, sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo. Right now, Cherry Hill Volvo is offering a $15,000 discount when leasing any in-stock 2024 XC90 hybrid. They always go the extra mile for their customers at Cherry Hill Volvo. All right, today, as we're headed down to the end of summer, we're looking for things that you wish would make a comeback, person, place, or thing. I think this is a potential. This is going to be in the running with Pat in Lehigh Valley. Pat, what is yours?
Yes, I'm here. Thank you for letting me. Thank you for the call. The last guy was great. I have hope. I think that we have a lot of silent majority people that are just waiting to vote Trump and not saying a word.
There's some of that, without a doubt, and or they are. This is the one we have to get. Those that are saying Trump doing all that, then they don't show up and vote. That's the one we have to lasso.
Well, I'm enlisting everybody that my husband is in a assisted living, and I'm getting everybody, I'm signing them up to vote. And they're
gotcha.
All voting Trump.
All right. Gotcha, okay. Pat. All nice right. work. And what is your, you wish you were back?
Going back to at least 40 years ago, retro Saturday Night Live, John Belushi, Rosanna Dana, Samurai Sam, you know, the whole works. It was funny. This show was actually funny, and I got it. I don't get Saturday Night Live anymore. They used to do it, I think, overnight or whatever. They said that they had 24 hours to do a show, and they did it.
Gotcha. That is a great one, Dan. I could go right now and just – I've had Aykroyd on the show twice. Cheeseburger.
You ever have Steve Martin on?
I've never had Steve Martin that I remember. No, it's a shame.
Yeah.
Yeah, Steve Martin ought to be playing Walls. Yeah. I guess politically maybe mocking him. Oh, by the way, Walls has said, clean your gutters and keep cheese in your burgers. That's his wisdom today. Clean those gutters and get that cheese in
Such
the burgers.
Such a panderer.
But by the way, when's he coming to Pennsylvania? When's he coming to our area? I don't see as much of it as I thought. All right, let's see if he's on brand today. I think he usually
is.
You know,
I was actually saying this to Maisie over the weekend. He's like, he's read my mind. His answer.
Oh, his answer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Joe in Exton. Joe on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Joe, what do you have today?
Yes, good afternoon.
Afternoon.
In the late 50s, the city of Chester was a bustling little metropolis. There were clothing stores, restaurants, and movie theaters. There also was a unique amusement center called the Great Leopard Roller Skating Rink. I would like to see the return of the indoor roller skating rink.
Oh, very nice, Joe.
I am so nostalgic for that. The smells of it and everything. And
yeah, I think better than...
Were you a roller skater at any point in life?
No. Not in South Philly. We didn't do that. But
Hold on. Like South Philly, you would have had the four-wheel skates with the tricks and all now?
Yeah, no. Not ice skating looks a little more dangerous. Although, the Rocky scene was pretty good.
Yeah.
All right, another Joe. Joe over in Columbus, New Jersey, next on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Joe, afternoon. What's yours today?
Hey, Dom. Wallace wants hamburgers, but Kamala doesn't. How interesting.
Well, clean those gutters first, then put cheese in your burgers. And mind your own damn business. If that guy says it one more time, and you're just screaming, snitch line, snitch line, snitch line. Oh, my God.
Let's get ABC to put them in a debate with each other. That'd be great. mine is those little luminescent creatures of entomology that seem to have disappeared over the years. The lightning bugs that used to light up our backyard. What happened to them?
Uh-oh. Yeah, Dan.
I still get them, man.
Yeah, that's...
I still get them.
Yeah,
my dog loves eating them.
Okay, let's go to Jeff. Last shot
probably
here. Jeff on Talk Radio 1210, Conshohocken. Jeff, what's yours? Yo, Jeff.
The El Camino.
The All El right. Camino, really? What an ugly car. Sorry.
Oh, come on.
To me, it was a muscle car. No, the older ones. It was a muscle car
yeah.
that you can work out of.
Yeah, Jeff, come on now. He's talking about the classic.
They have
El Camino.
Hyundai Santa Cruz. It's the same thing. Go get one of those if you want to.
Oh, my God. So, all right. What a show today. Dan, give me a couple of contenders.
Bring back the Buick Grand National. That's what you need to bring back. So I'm going to give you the names of the not the winners, but the answers themselves, just so there's no bias here. Sam Kinison, Loving, Feeling, Righteous Brothers, Robin Williams, SNL Being Good, Roller Rinks, Lightning Bugs, the El Camino, and Dom, we're playing for a prize. It's a four-pack of tickets to the Atlantic City In-Water Boat Show, Golden Nugget Casino Hotel, September 5th through the 8th. New 2025 model introductions from all the major boat manufacturers. Tickets are on sale at acinwaterboatshow.com. And if you go, you'll probably see me and Maisie there that weekend. So, Dom, where are you leaning? Any answers stand out to you?
I like the Saturday Night Live. I thought that was really well put together. There were several, but I like that one.
I like it, too. Patton Lehigh Valley. Let's, all right. You're
exactly. All right. I'll be off the next couple days. Matt Rooney in one day. Shannon Burke the other. But Friday, do not forget where we're going to be. Mulligan's, the last fling. And we will have the side question. We'll have a prize of the week. We'll have Dom's Money Melody. Maybe Don Jr. tickets, too, and all that. But be there with us. You hear all the stories about it. Just a quick. Johnny Z, Pam's, just unbelievable stuff. And get those Summer White House T-shirts while you're there, too. Just a couple left. Ro there, Dan there, of course. And a cast of thousands, including Joe Watson. I think he'll be on around 12:30. Buy him a drink. He'll tell you about beating the Russians, hockey, his books, etc.
You know
it's
what pro tip, Dom? Come a little early if you want before we start at noon.
Yes.
And you might have some personal time with Joe Watson.
That's exactly right. Well, yeah. Come even before noon. I'm sure he's going to be there. We'll let him get a little lathered up there, and then we'll be rolling.
Yes, buy the guy drinks before he comes on air.
And there might be an unusual phone call. We can't say yet. We're working on it that you'll want to be there hearing in person. All right, is Rich in today or somebody?
No, it's Mike Opelka's on today.
Mike Opelka is coming up. Again, see you on Friday. Thanks to Dan for producing today, Jim, too. Follow on Twitter at DomShow1210, at DomShow1210. All that here on Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from
Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.